Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're tackling something pretty common for a lot of businesses, taking credit card payments over the phone. You know, where staff manually type the details into a virtual terminal.
Yeah, it sounds straightforward enough, doesn't it? Someone calls, gives their card number, your team enters it, job done.
But, well, it's not quite that simple, is it? For business managers, this process actually brings quite a few responsibilities.
Significant responsibilities, especially around keeping that customer payment data secure. And there are hidden costs, too, costs that, you know, can really sneak up on you.
Exactly. So if you're listening, you manage a team that does this, we're going to walk through the whole thing, like from the moment the customer calls.
We'll be focusing on the risks, the potential pitfalls at each stage.
Right. The goal is to get a really clear idea of what's needed for security, for compliance, and maybe explore if there are, you know, simpler, safer ways to handle these phone payments, maybe even more cost-effective ways.
Okay, let's start right at the beginning then. The customer calls, your staff member answers, ready to take the payment details verbally. What are the immediate risks that jump out?
Well, first thing that comes to my mind is call recording. Lots of places record calls, right? For training or quality.
Sure, standard practice for many.
But if that system isn't like specifically set up to handle payments securely, you could accidentally record the card number, the expiry date.
All that sensitive data, yeah. That's a big one. What else?
Then there's just human error. Someone mishears a digit, maybe writes it down wrong.
Happens all the time.
And let's be honest, sometimes. Sometimes staff might quickly scribble the number down on a sticky note or something just to make sure they get it right before typing it in.
Ah, the sticky note problem. That's a really crucial point. Because while taking details verbally is allowed, writing them down, even just for a second, that introduces a major risk.
Because that piece of paper is now physical card data, isn't it?
Exactly. It could get lost, someone else could see it, it could end up in the regular trash. It's a vulnerability. Even if your virtual terminal is super secure, how you get the data to the terminal is still on you, the business. And that initial handling, that's often where things can go wrong.
Okay, so let's say the staff member has the details. Maybe they avoided the sticky note trap. Now they need to enter it into the virtual terminal. That could be, what, a website, part of the billing software, CRM maybe?
Yeah, some kind of web-based application usually connected to the payment processor.
So even if that terminal itself is secure, what does the business manager need to worry about at this point?
Well, the security of the whole process is still your responsibility. It's not just the terminal. For instance, logins. Does every employee using that terminal have their own unique login?
Like a username and password just for them?
Precisely, not a shared one. And ideally, something like multi-factor authentication, too. You know, where they get a code on their phone. Adds another layer.
Right. So you can track who's doing what, basically.
Yes. Accountability.
Mm-hmm.
And they need to be using a secure connection. Always look for the HTTPS in the web address. That little S is important.
The S means secure, encrypted. Right. So the data is scrambled as it travels.
You got it. Like a secure tunnel for the information.
Yeah.
Anyone trying to eavesdrop just sees gibberish.
Okay, secure logins, secure websites. What about the computer itself, the one they're typing on?
Yes, the workstation. That needs to be secure too. You absolutely need up-to-date antivirus software running.
To catch any malware or viruses?
Exactly. And a firewall. Think of a firewall as like a digital security guard for your network. It checks what's coming in and going out, blocks dodgy stuff.
Makes sense. And should these computers be used for anything else, like browsing the web or checking email?
Ideally, no, or at least usage should be restricted. The more things the computer does, the higher the chance of picking up some kind of malware that could potentially compromise payment data. Dedicating it just for payments is the safest bet.
Okay, so keep the payment machine clean, essentially. What about where the computer physically is?
Good question. Physical security matters. Is the workstation in a secure area? Can just anyone walk past and see the screen?
Or access it after hours.
Right. Access should be restricted to authorized staff only. And if, going back to that earlier point, if someone does briefly write down correct details.
The sticky note again.
Yeah, that there needs to be a rock solid process. Secure storage, even if temporary, and then immediate proper destruction. Shredding, usually, not just tossing it in the bin.
So limit the chances for anyone unauthorized to see or grab that data, physically or digitally. Okay, what about the internet connection itself? If they're using Wi-Fi.
That Wi-Fi connection must be secure. Password protected, obviously.
Yeah.
And that password shouldn't be common knowledge. Only authorized staff should have it.
So no using the free cafe Wi-Fi downstairs for processing payments?
Absolutely not. Never use public or unsecured networks. It needs to be your secure, private business network.
Okay, that covers a lot of the setup. But it's not just set it and forget it, is it? What about ongoing things?
No, definitely not. You need regular maintenance. Keeping all the software updated, the operating system, the antivirus, the browser, security checks should be routine.
And keeping an eye on things.
Yes. Regularly review transaction logs. Look for anything unusual, any suspicious patterns. It's about staying vigilant.
Proactive, not reactive.
Exactly. And alongside the technical stuff, there are definite don'ts for the staff taking these calls. Things they should absolutely never do.
Like, number one, never store the full card details after the transaction is done, yeah. Right? Especially not the CVV, that 3 or 4 digit code.
Correct. Storing the CVV post-authorization is a major violation. And always use those secure connections we talked about. Make sure everyone understands the company's security policies and follows them.
And a really big one. Never ask a customer to leave their card details on a voicemail.
Oh, definitely not. Yeah. Voicemail is totally insecure for that kind of data. Highly risky.
And like you said at the start, don't record the part of the call where the card details are being given.
Right. Pause recording. Or use a system that automatically masks or skips recording that sensitive part. All these pieces, they add up to create a more secure environment.
Okay, so we've covered the how and the what's of securing the process. Why is this so critical for the business manager? We mentioned security risks, but what else?
Well, beyond the nightmare scenario of a data breach, which can be incredibly costly in terms of fines, reputation, customer trust, there are other, perhaps less obvious, costs and risks.
You mean like the hidden costs we mentioned earlier?
Exactly. Think about the staff time. It's not just the 2 or 3 minutes actually taking the card number.
No, there's time spent verifying, maybe dealing with questions the customer has that aren't even about the payment.
Correcting errors if a number was misheard, maybe follow-up calls if something goes wrong. The length of these calls can be really unpredictable.
And staff aren't always available, are they? If it's a busy period or someone's off sick.
Right. Customers might call wanting to pay, but can't get through easily. That delay means delayed cash flow for the business.
You mentioned an example before we started about a healthcare provider.
Yeah, they sent out automated payment reminder messages late on a Friday. Come Monday morning, they had something like over 250 voicemails.
Wow. All from people trying to pay over the weekend when no one was there.
Exactly. People wanted to pay, but the system didn't allow it easily outside of office hours. So on Monday, staff had to spend hours just listening to voicemails, calling people back, manually processing payments.
Instead of doing their other work.
Precisely. And some of those probably got delayed further, maybe even ended up needing collections efforts down the line. It's just really inefficient.
So you've got the clear security risk, but also this drain on resources. Staff time, unpredictable call handling, potentially slower payments. It all hits the bottom line, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And these operational costs, the inefficiency costs, they often get underestimated because they aren't itemized like a processing fee.
Okay, so manual phone payments, while common, seem to have quite a few downsides. Security risks, hidden costs, inefficiencies. Is there a simpler way?
There often is. Let's talk about IVR payments.
IVR, that's interactive voice response, like the automated phone menus.
Exactly that. Press 1 for sales, press 2 for support. You've used them. But specifically for payments, an IVR system lets the customer securely enter their own card details using their phone's keypad.
Ah, so the key difference is my staff don't touch the data.
Correct. The customer interacts directly with a secure automated system. They punch in their card number, expiry CVV, and that data goes straight to the payment processor, completely bypassing your staff and your internal systems.
Okay, I can immediately see how that reduces risk. No sticky notes, no chance of staff mishearing.
Precisely. It takes the human handling element out of the equation for the sensitive data.
What are the other big wins for a business manager thinking about this?
Well, cost predictability is a major one. Remember all that unpredictable staff time we talked about?
Yeah, the hidden cost.
With IVR, that largely disappears for payment taking. The system handles it. It operates 247, 365 days a year, without needing breaks or holidays.
So customers can pay whenever suits them. Midnight, Sunday afternoon.
Whenever. Which means you get paid faster. It cuts down on those payment delays, those Monday morning backlogs like the healthcare example. Faster payments mean better cash flow.
And probably fewer accounts going into serious arrears, I imagine.
That's often the case, yes. Easier payment means fewer missed payments, But the security and compliance aspect is huge because your staff aren't handling the card data directly.
Does that change our compliance requirements, like the security rules we have to follow?
It often can, significantly. By removing that direct handling of card data, you might reduce what we call your PCI scope. Basically, the extent of your systems that need to comply with the payment card industry data security standard.
So, potentially less complex security rules to follow, less paperwork?
Generally, yes. It can simplify things quite a bit, meaning less time and resources spent on managing complex compliance requirements.
Okay, so IVR sounds like it could be, well, more efficient, potentially save money on staff time, definitely boost security, and might even make compliance easier.
That sums it up pretty well. It lets you automate a risky, time-consuming process, freeing up your team and reducing your overall risk profile.
All right, let's quickly recap them. We've looked closely at the process of taking card payments over the phone manually.
And highlighted that while it seems routine, it carries significant risks around data security.
Plus those hidden costs, staff time, inefficiency, payment delays.
Understanding your responsibilities and securing that whole process, that's really job number one if you're taking phone payments this way.
And we've explored IVR payments as a potential alternative, one that seems smarter in many ways.
More secure, available 24/7, potentially more cost-effective, and importantly, can reduce your risk and simplify that whole compliance burden.
So maybe the final thought for business managers listening is this. Looking at your current phone payment process with all the potential risks and the hidden costs, is it really the most efficient and secure way for your business?
It might be worth exploring alternatives like IVR. It could be a way to better protect your business, protect your customers, and maybe even streamline your operations quite a bit.